Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. My name is Faith Whittlesey. I'm a member of the President's Senior White House staff. And I'm, on behalf of all of us who have the great honor of serving the President of the United States and the American people in this White House, we welcome you to the White House. Individuals of Hispanic heritage now constitute the second largest and fastest growing segment of the population in the United States. Hispanic contributions to American culture and life are countless and impressive. However, few of these contributions demonstrate the dedicated spirit of patriotism and hard work, as well as the heroic efforts, both past and present, of Hispanics in military service. We are here today to honor the tireless spirit that Hispanic Americans have shown in defending the United States and the deep love of freedom the heroic actions of Hispanic Americans have demonstrated on the battlefield. Before we begin our program, I would like to take this opportunity to recognize and introduce to you, for those of you who may not know them, the members of Congress who are here with us this morning: Senator John Warner, the third ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee; Congressman Corrada from Puerto Rico; Congressman Moorhead from California; and Congressman Rudd from Arizona. Thank you. The program this morning will be, first of all, some remarks by our distinguished Secretary of Defense, Caspar Weinberger, who will introduce General Richard Cavazos, the Army's first Hispanic four-star general, and Secretary Weinberger will then present the President. We want you to know how proud we are of all of you and how much appreciation we have for you for the fine work you do for all of us. And we thank you for coming, and God bless you. Secretary Weinberger.
Thank you very much, Faith. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, last month I had the great honor of installing two paintings in our Hall of Heroes in the Pentagon. This is at the end of the long corridor which leads to the memorial commemorating those who have won the nation's highest military award. And these were two paintings which commemorated Hispanics who have won that highest military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor, and Hispanic Americans also who have served their country as general and flag officers. And these paintings really tell an extraordinary story. It's a story of individuals like Sergeant Jose Lopez, who single-handedly killed at least 100 enemy soldiers in World War II, and Brigadier General Pedro de Valle, who commanded the 1st Marine Division in Okinawa, while then-commander and later four-star Admiral Horacio Rivero provided gunfire from the USS Pittsburgh. And Captain Manuel Fernandez, the first Hispanic jet ace, who shot down 16 enemy aircraft over Korea, not one of them a commercial airline, I might add, and who's and that record stood until his death. And Navy Lieutenant Commander Everett Alvarez, Jr., the first American prisoner of war in Vietnam, held captive for 8.5 years. And Army Sergeant First Class Isaac Camacho, the first American to escape from the Viet Cong. And Master Sergeant Roy Benavidez, the latest winner of the highest award that our nation can grant, the Congressional Medal of Honor. But the Hispanic contribution to the nation's defenses is not just history. It's a living tradition, and it's being carried on by men and women who are here with us today, individuals such as Francisco Cubero, World War I veteran, served 40 years now as assistant doorkeeper of the House under 13 speakers and 10 presidents of the United States. And it's being carried on also by Air Force First Lieutenant and soon-to-be Captain Linda Garcia, who was the first Hispanic woman to graduate from the United States Air Force Academy and is following the very proud tradition of her father, retired Air Force Major General Juan Garcia. And it's being carried on by active duty Marine Lieutenant Colonel Jay Vargas, who won the Medal of Honor for extraordinary combat leadership in Vietnam, being carried on by Olga Rosales and Maria Hunt, whose husbands are serving their country in Korea and Turkey, and who share the trials of these long separations with thousands of other American families. And it's being carried on by Air Force Lieutenant Colonel David Luna, who spent 6.5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. And this great tradition is being carried on really by all of you here today. Our Hispanic heroes, including those here with us, have left us a very proud legacy. Now it's our responsibility to preserve the goals of peace and freedom for which they all fought so valiantly. We owe it to them to rebuild the strength necessary to deter aggression and maintain liberty for all. My great hope is that all of you will help us to spread the good news to the Hispanic community that the military is once again a place where men and women can be proud to serve. And I very much hope that Hispanics will be attracted to the opportunities available in the services, opportunities in a very wide variety of many technical fields. Most of all, I hope, and indeed I'm confident, that Hispanics will continue to bring to our military the courage and the dedication and the skill which has always marked their service to our nation. And I'd like to end now by introducing a leader who can make this plea far more effectively than I, an individual whose whole career personifies the great tradition that we're honoring today. General Richard Cavazos, United States Army, is the highest-ranking Hispanic officer in the United States military, and he currently serves as commanding general of the United States Army Forces Command at Fort McPherson, Georgia. In over 31 years of active duty service, he's won so many awards and decorations, as you will see, that if I stopped to list them all, there wouldn't be time for the president or anybody else this morning. And it is with a great deal of pride and even greater appreciation for the work he has done for all of us and is doing for all of us that I introduce to you now an outstanding leader in wartime and peacetime alike, General Richard Cavazos.
Secretary Weinberger, distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen, I personally am deeply appreciative that President Reagan has taken the time during Hispanic Week to honor those Hispanics who have served and who are serving. My congressman from Texas, Kika de la Garza, likes to remind folks that there's never been a traitor to the United States with a Spanish surname. It is more than that. The armed services for a very long time have recognized and honored the valor and fidelity of Hispanics. I do not presume to speak for all Hispanics, but I do know their deep beliefs, particularly those in the back row who wear the uniform. These fine Hispanic men and women in our armed services have earned the right to additional responsibility, and the Secretary of Defense and the Secretaries of the Services and our military chiefs assuring that additional responsibility about deep beliefs. A very great man with less than a 10th grade education who fought in France in World War I said to me, "Hijo, este es su tierra, este es su cielo, este es su pueblo, y esa es su bandera. This is your land, this is your sky. These are your people, and that's your flag. None can deny that we have not loyally and faithfully followed that flag. These fine young people sitting behind you have distinguished records which they can attest that they can compete with anyone. And the sky, I challenge them, is indeed the limit. I challenge all Hispanic in the service, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard, to be all that you can be. Finally, I do not forget that while today we honor Hispanics, there are service people of all races, patriots of all colors, in great danger, seeking to defend our beloved country. I know that countless Hispanics who have served and who are serving join with this group of patriots to say, we deem it a privilege and we accept the responsibility. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Extend to all of you a warm welcome. Many ceremonies are held here in the Rose Garden, all of them for important purposes. All of them, well, I don't mind telling you, never mind that, this moment is special for me and I think for the American people. During the Korean War, James Michener wrote about the lonely and sometimes thankless life endured by those who wear their country's uniform. In the final scene of his novel, Bridges of Tokori, an admiral stands on the darkened bridge of his carrier watching pilots take off on missions from which he knows some may never return. And as he waits, he asks in the silent darkness, where did we get such men? Almost a generation later, I asked that same question when our POWs were returned from savage captivity in Vietnam. Where did we find such men? Today, as so many proud men and women continue to serve their country and the cause of freedom, millions of Americans wonder with me in awe and gratitude, how are we so lucky to have them? Where did we find them? Well, the truth is, of course, we find these young Americans where we've always found them, in our villages and towns, on our city streets, in our shops, on our farms. And always we've found them. When you speak of Americans, any Americans, you always keep in mind, well, the bloodlines of all Americans go back to all the nations of the world, to every corner of the world. And so we have found them. We found them very proudly among the ranks of Americans of Hispanic descent. And I mention this because this is Hispanic Heritage Week. A word seems to be said on this point. We're here today in the presence of authentic heroes. Those of you before me have achieved in life, not as a result, we have to do something about that. Not as a result of any special treatment or artificial quotas or political favoritism, but as talented individuals on your own. Your acts of personal sacrifice and valor too numerous to relate are part of the thrilling story of Hispanic heroes in defense of freedom. A story so powerful and moving that it sometimes defies belief. Since the Civil War, Americans of Hispanic descent have been winning medals of honor. To this date, there have been 36 such winners, an incredible number, all out of proportion to the percentage of the Hispanic population in our country. The stories of these Americans, the stories of many of you here today who were wounded, decorated, and promoted in your country's service, account for some of the most astonishing acts of valor and personal sacrifice in the history of our nation's armed services. You know, I must tell you, I saw a wonderful film recently with, believe it or not, a story of a street in an Hispanic neighborhood, what used to be called Second Street in Silvis, Illinois. At the end of it is a monument, the end of that street, to eight heroes from this street who gave their lives in the defense of America. In fact, from 22 families on this block, 84 men served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. In World War II and Korea, 57 came from that street. The two Sandoval families sent 13, six from one family, seven from the other, and three of the Sandoval sons never came back. I think you would agree with one man in the film who says they so willingly defended America because it was for them, as for all of us, a place of opportunity. I think you would agree with his words when he said, I don't think there's any more to prove than has been proved.
Truman on this street. And perhaps you'll understand why the name of Second Street in Silvis, Illinois, was changed a few years back. The new name is Hero Street. But Hero Street is only one Hispanic contribution to America's defense. And being first in, last to leave, seems to be the watchwords of Hispanic American heroism. One of the units to fight the first major battle, the Civil War, was Hispanic. And one of the last units of the Confederacy to fight on after Lee's surrender was Hispanic. Hispanic members of the New Mexico National Guard were among the original cadre of Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. Among your number have been the first American flyer to be shot down over Vietnam, the first American to escape from captivity in Vietnam and make his way to freedom through communist-infested territory, the last Marine to leave Saigon, the young sergeant who had also fought in the early years of the Vietnam War, and, of course, the last American to have received the Medal of Honor for conspicuous gallantry. And it's with a special sense of gratitude that we remember the supreme sacrifice of Staff Sergeant Alexander Ortega and Corporal Pedro Villa, gallant Marines who recently gave their lives in the service of peace in Beirut, Lebanon. Hispanic Americans continue to excel in the Department of Defense mission, which is to preserve peace through strength. We have with us today bright and dedicated young men and women from our service academies, our enlisted ranks, and our officers' corps. We also find more and more Hispanic general and flag officers, many of whom are here today, providing strong and sensitive leadership in promoting peace within this hemisphere and around the world. Our fine Hispanic women, military women, are equal partners with their male colleagues on the defense team. They're competing successfully in many non-traditional career fields and are advancing rapidly. And the Hispanic heritage of strong family values has particularly enriched our American military community. Here I would like to pay special tribute to our military spouses and family members whose sacrifices on behalf of this great nation too frequently go unnoticed. America owes all of them and all of you who are here a special thank you. This record of honor is one that Americans of Hispanic descent take great pride in, and it's part of the proud heritage they pass on to their children. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, at our request, the United States Postal Service will be issuing a commemorative stamp in honor of this enormous and awe-inspiring record. And this is a replica of what that stamp will look like. Pronunciation. It says Una Herencia de Valor. Let me assure you this record of valor all Americans take pride in. And that is the real importance of this ceremony. We celebrate this day just as we've celebrated the events of Hispanic Heritage Week. We pay tribute to Americans of Hispanic descent, but especially to the culture and the values that bring in men and women like yourselves, a respect for family, work, neighborhood, and religion, a belief in duty to God and country and fellow man. More than ever today, America needs these values, these ideals. More than ever, America needs your example. And so we honor you today not just because of our pride in what you've achieved, but because you live by the values and beliefs that account for America's greatness and that keep her strong and free. We're just now emerging from a time when many people here in Washington thought the business of governing meant only assembling coalitions of special interest, groups that could vote or exert pressure on to push government in a certain direction. Well, yes, government must recognize the legitimate rights and concerns of individual Americans and social, ethnic, or racial groups they belong to. But I've always believed that it is ideas, it is hope and idealism that count most with the American people. When they speak out on the issues of the day, when they go to the polls, most Americans, especially Hispanic Americans, know how high the stakes are. They know their children's future is at stake. They know the future of freedom depends not on what's in it for me, but on the ethic of what's good for the country, what will serve and protect freedom. And they pass this precious gift on to future generations. You've dedicated your lives to that proposition. You stand ready to defend America today just as valiantly as you have in the past. You do so because America and all she stands for means more to you than self-interest or personal gain ever could. The calculus of the self-seeking is not for you. Duty, honor, and country are. A man wouldn't sell his life to you, William Manchester wrote of his days as a Marine in the South Pacific. He wouldn't sell his life to you, but he will give it to you. A piece of colored ribbon. He meant simply that shared values and the hope of freedom have always meant more to the American people, and especially to Americans of Hispanic descent, than private gain or personal intent. As I said at the GI Forum a few weeks ago in Texas, Americans of Hispanic descent have always understood this better than most. You've known that the ideals, the faith, and the dreams of a people mean far more than 1,000 promises of an easy life or a comfortable existence. You've reminded us with the example of your lives that independence, honor, and devotion to country and family are more than just words. There are those I know, the poet Archibald MacLeish once said, who will reply that the liberation of humanity, the freedom of man and mind, is nothing but a dream. It is the American dream. Well, it's your dream and our dream, one that you've given of your lives and talents to protect and preserve. And so today our purpose is simple. On behalf of the American people, I want simply to say something that should have been said a long time ago. I want to thank Americans of Hispanic descent. Thank you for accounting for so much of our economic and social progress as a nation, for enriching our national culture and heritage, but most of all, for upholding the values that account for America's greatness. That's what made us a beacon to the oppressed and the poor of the world. There's no better symbol of those values and that greatness than those of you here in uniform today. We honor you. We thank you. We want you to know that as you continue to serve your country, our thoughts and our grateful prayers are with you. God bless you all.
Thank you all very much for coming. We're delighted to have seen you all. Thank you.